Welcome to Power Up Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research and commentary. I'm Greg Farrow. It's the 17th of July, 2018. I'm currently in Silicon Valley with the Network Field Day event, and I want to talk today about Glueware, who gave us a presentation about their automation engine. Now, we've talked about Glueware a few times on the Packet Pushers, and they participated in our virtual design clinic. If you head on over to the Ignition membership system, you can get access to those videos if you want to hear more after you hear this. Now, I broadly consider Glueware an automation engine that can deliver really effective automation inside a brownfield. That's its key feature. That is, it's multi-vendor, multi-technology, and it works with your existing tooling. So if you've got command lines, it uses the command line of many vendors. If you've got APIs, it'll use that. It does what it needs to make the product work. So you don't have to go out and buy new hardware to start the SDN process. You can start with an automation, start the transition to automation without changing what you have. And there are organizations for whom that's just a fact of life. Now, it would be conceptually possible to compare this to Python and Ansible, but you're just not going to get the things that Glueware has baked into their configuration engine. And we talk a lot about that. So rather than bang on about that, just keep in mind that once you've got a Python script, it's going to require infinite maintenance, or infinite operations is going to need to be updated, to be modified. You're going to need to rewrite it for every new device. You're going to have to adapt for the CLI, the operating system, the device. And Glueware is basically doing that for you. So there was three demonstrations we got, and I want to focus on two of them. One is the one where they did some demos around upgrading firmware in NOS. And we've seen other vendors start to emphasize this day two feature. So we've got this new thing coming into the market where we're seeing vendors focus just as much on the day zero, that is the features that sell, the day one, which is the features that help the installation. And now we're talking about day two, which is the infinite many days of operating something over and over. And I think this is where Glueware does their best work. So they were sharing their demos around delivering firmware and NOS updates for a range of devices, covering about 20 vendors, and the presentation on Network Field Day talked about covering like 100, 120 different devices. So they're actually doing the NOS updates. Nice thing about it was you get really detailed control. So if you're a senior network engineer and you want to say you can update this firewall, but only if you use this approved image that the Glueware administrator has set for you. Obviously, the Glueware models and the Glueware configuration is set by a senior engineer, which fits into the process of most organizations. And so this allows you to say, this is the approved image for all of my Palos, or this is the approved image for all of my Cisco Firepowers, or my, you know, campus switches. And then they click a button and the automation is then done. They did some presentations around configuration normalization. This is where, the classic case is like an SNMP config. When you've got lots of different devices spread across the place, and as long as SNMP is working, nobody's really looking at whether it's accurate or right. What Glueware can do is go through all the devices and set them to a normalized defined config so that they're all configured exactly the same. And if there's any drift away from that configuration because somebody's changing the configuration, it will alert you and tell that. And the way the Glueware model does that is you go in, you create the model, you define what it should be for that device. There's a whole bunch of tools that help it. It's not like you have to work out every CLI command. Push it down, and then all of a sudden, the configuration is normalized. The final one, which I got really interested in, was campus. We've seen a real resurgence in the campus over the last 6 months as vendors realize that that's the last area for growth after SDN comes. And Glueware was demonstrating how their product can go into the campus and configure .1Xs on your existing devices. One of the hardest challenges of .1X is if you've got a large number of campus devices, you've got to push a rather complicated 40 or 50 lines of configuration to every single port in the network. And obviously that's not ideal. You also want that to be the same on every device or add up to the same thing. And then they demonstrated that. The takeaways I got from this was a reminder that Glueware is a system that works in the brownfield, that it's a sort of thing that fits right into an organization. Today, if you've got like a senior engineer who sets out your policy and your strategy and says, this is how it's going to work, and then he wants the help desk to rigidly follow that, Glueware is really a good tool for making that happen, because the senior engineer would say, this is what the config should be, this is how it should work. They would create models and policy templates and then give the activation of those to somebody down in the help desk to execute them. And they can do that under change control with iTool in change windows. That's all approved and authorized. That's it for this Briefings in Brief. Thanks very much for listening to me, Greg Farrow from PacketPushers.net. If you'd like more podcasts like this, head on over there and get more. And don't forget to check out our membership system at ignition.packetpushers.net, where we've got lots of content for you to be interested in. Thanks very much for listening.